It's 7:30 on KVMR, and now it's time for all the news you never knew you needed to know until now. Here's Travis T. Hipp.
Yet again, proving that everything becomes its opposite, we now have the counterculture, which was denounced in this country during the 60s when Bob Dylan was its songbird, has now become a threat to the communists in China. The Beijing regime has just denied Bob Dylan a permit to perform in both Beijing and Shanghai, claiming that his counterculture representations would contribute to disorder in the Chinese Republic. This is all the result of about a year and a half ago when a singer from Iceland used her concert appearance in Beijing to chant Tibet, 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 which they consider still to be an insult, and that means that Dylan is probably going to cancel his Southeast Asian tour, having China as the link keystone in that tour. Oh, man. Bombs in Baghdad. And that would not be news if it weren't for the fact that they were directed at the Iranian and two other embassies inside the green zone of high security. Meanwhile, to the south of Baghdad, a number of member families of the so-called Sons of Iraq, those are the people who turned coat and went against the Taliban, or against the Al-Qaeda and other resistance forces in Anbar province and elsewhere. 25 of them were massacred, women and children included. Meanwhile, in Pakistan, in Peshawar, the U.S. consulate there, the major attack by the Pakistani Taliban, three suicide bomb trucks, rocket-propelled grenades, mortars. They did not breach the outer walls of the compound. The only people killed on our side were apparently the two Pakistani security guards and a civilian. The Karzai government, meanwhile, next door, is continuing, Hamid Karzai is continuing to claim that foreign intervention is the problem for his government in that country, and that if the U.S. and other foreigners don't quit interfering, he's going to join the Taliban, or he said he will at least let the Taliban become a legitimate political force within his government. Not good news for the new strategy, which is planning at this point to go into Kandahar sometime about 3 months from now. The Discovery Shuttle is in the air, or actually it's out of the air by now, on its way to the International Space Station, 7.5 tons of supplies. Three more shuttle missions left in the total program. All of those will be used to haul major portions of supplies, about 15,000 pounds every lift. Come next year, there won't be a shuttle program anymore. The end of the fantasies of my youth about science fiction and space travel. Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens is going to retire. He may do so by this summer, which will set off another battle. The Republicans are already getting ready to filibuster whoever it is that comes up for confirmation in the Senate. Not a good scene. And reality re-intrudes, 7.2 earthquake just south of San Diego and Calexico, the border area of Mexico. Communication is still down. Only 3 or 4 people have been killed as far as we know. But it was a rough one, and it is probably going to wind up with a lot of damage on the Mexican side of the border, not to mention the number of smuggling tunnels that have probably collapsed. And that's enough news for now. I'm Travis T. Hipp on the Pig on the Radio. None of the foregoing on KVMR Nevada City. None of the foregoing commentaries and opinions have in any way reflected reality as perceived by this station, its management, owners, sponsors, or staff, but are solely the responsibility of myself and Cabal News Services.